弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
今天是安息圣日啊，我们聚集在教会来敬拜神，得到神的恩典，愿主是祝福我们。
Today's Holy Sabbath day, we're here together to worship God. May God bless all of us.
小弟现在奉主的圣名来跟大家查考一件糊涂事的启示。
Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our study with everyone. The topic is a revelation from a foolish thing.
我们人一辈子。很多日子啊，有时候难免会做出一些自己很后悔的事情。
In all the days of our lives, there are times where we do things that are very regretful.
所以要能够保持我们的头脑非常清醒，每一件事情都做得很谨慎，这不容易。
So it's not easy to keep a clear mind to do everything right.
通常我们在什么时候会做出糊涂事呢？
When do we usually make a mistake of doing the foolish thing?
大概都是在我们很急的时候。
And usually it's because we are in a hurry.
或者是我们对这个事情看不到一个盼望，我们会好像觉得不这样做，接下去就没有路的时候。
Or we make a mistake when we don't see a hope, and if we think that we don't do such thing, then we have no way out.
或者是我们的心情很激动的时候。
Or when we're very emotional.
我们如果一个人他在很正常的情况底下，我们都会尽量避免去做出糊涂事的。
And for a person under normal circumstance, we try our best to do anything that's foolish.
当然，有一些人是糊里糊涂过日子。
And there are some people, of course, that lead a foolish life.
有些人哦，做事随随便便。
And they do whatever they want.
但是我相信我们在座的弟兄姐妹没有一个人是这样的。
But I believe that nobody sitting here today is like that.
我们每一个人都奉公守法的在过我们的日子。
And we all lead a very lawful life, and we do our best.
我们也都在主的祝福底下生活也都很平安很顺利。
And with God's blessing, we all lead a very peaceful life.
那所以我们本来就不是那种糊里糊涂在过日子的人。
And so we're not people that are foolish and lead a foolish life.
所以我们该做什么事，我们就去做。
We do what we're supposed to do.
我们在什么样的角色，应该扮演什么样，做什么工作，我们都会尽量去执行它。
And we do our best to carry out the role that we are assigned.
可是有时候我们还是难免会犯错的。
Unfortunately, sometimes inevitably we still make mistakes.
有时候一个错误可能会要付出很大的代价。
Sometimes we have to pay a great price for a mistake that we make.
可能只是一个无心之过而已。
It may be something that we didn't do it on purpose.
或者是操之过急。
Or because we did it in a hurry.
最近在奥林匹克运动会吧。
And recently there's Olympics going on.
你看在这个竞争的时候。
And during the competition. 任何
对手出一个错误就失去冠冕了。
That you will lose your medal if you make a small, subtle mistake.
美国队这一次在这个奥林匹克运动会里面很风光啊。
And the U.S. team has won a lot of medals in the Olympic this year.
得了很多奖牌。
They won many medals.
但是这其中有一个很不幸的事件。
And but there's something that was unfortunately that happened.
就是在游泳池的时候，在游泳比赛的时候。
And that is during the a swim competition.
他们有一个接力赛。
And there was a relay.
那其中有一个选手犯了一个错误。
And there's one athlete that made a small mistake.
他那个错误就是对这个他前面一个选手还没有碰到这个泳池盘的时候，他就先跳下去了。
And the mistake that he made is that before his teammate touched the wall, the side of the swimming pool, he already jumped in.
哦，他跳下去的时候，他游得非常快啊。
And when he jumped into the pool, he swam very fast.
本来美国队是落后的，不知道第二名还是第三名呢。
And the U.S. team was supposed to be either the second or third place.
他跳下去是拼命的游。
But when he jumped into the water, he swam very fast.
因为那是100公尺，一个人游100公尺。
Because each athlete will swim 100 meters.
跳下去的时候，哇，奋力争先，他就把那个落后的部分补回来了。
And he swam the best that he could, so he made up the distance.
从那开始。美国队一直领先。
And since the athlete jumped into the pool, the U.S. was leading the team.
那等到结束的时候。
when it's all over.
他们赢了对手，基本上是一个人的长度，差不多超过一秒。
And they were a whole, they were 1 second or a whole person's length ahead of everybody else.
结束的时候，他们好高兴，觉得应该是得冠军了。
So when they finished with the race, they were very happy. They thought for sure they were gold medals.
最后发现他们是失去资格。
But at the end, they found out that they lost their right.
他们变成 disqualified.
They're disqualified.
因为他们当中有一个人犯规，先跳下去，还没有时间，他们没有 touch 的时候，他跳下去了。
Because there's one person that jumped in too fast.
那本来他们很高兴，很欢呼了。
And originally they're very happy and joyful.
突然之间从山顶掉到谷底去。
And all of a sudden they fell down from the sky.
那大家都非常的失望。
Everybody became very disappointed.
怎么会在这个时候出这个错误？
How could this mistake happen at this time?
他没有看清楚，对他的队友还没有真的到终点。
Because he didn't see clearly that his teammate has not reached the end.
一跳下去，他这个冠冕就没有了。
And when he jumped into the water, he disqualified for the medal.
准备了那么久的时间，就是为了要得奖牌。
So all the time that he spent at preparing for this race was just to win the medal.
真的是非常的失望。
That was a great disappointment.
我想看到这个比赛的人，所有的人一定觉得说，哇，怎么会这么？在这个这么紧要关头里面做这种事呢
？I'm sure everybody watching the race wonders how can you make this mistake at this time.
其实他如果等一等，没有差多少时间。
If he only just waited, it's not that much longer.
他就算等队友到了再下去，他一定还可以赢回来的。
And even if he had waited for his teammate to touch the wall and jump in, he would still win.
但是哪里知道，在这样一个瞬间的判断错误的时候，就失去资格。
But when you make a mistake in that moment, then you disqualify.
那所以我们就看到说，有时候我们做一个错误，就会影响到其他人。
And from here, we learn that when we make a small mistake, we could affect other people too.
那今天我们在生活当中，如果像这样的一个错误，这一次你没有拿到奖牌，可以，也许四年后再来一次嘛。
In our lives,
还有机会的。
Even if we make this mistake and we lose a medal this time, you could still win a medal 4 years later.
但是在我们的生命当中，有些事情你一犯错误之后就没有机会了。
But there are things in our lives that if you make a mistake at that moment, you can never make it up.
所以一件糊涂事是要看在做在什么时候，在对什么人做的。
And a foolish thing is considered the severity of it depends on when you make the foolish mistake and who you do it onto.
我们今天早上呢，从撒母耳记上13章来看扫罗王他犯的错误。
So this morning we'd like to learn from Saul the mistake he made from First Samuel chapter 13.
扫罗王他一开始非常的完美。
King Saul in the beginning he was perfect.
他是神特别拣选出来带领神的百姓的。
He was especially selected by God to lead the Israelites.
他其实一开始也是很谦卑的。
In the beginning, he was very humble.
那整个百姓都欢呼喜乐，因为他当王了。
All the people were very joyful, because he was the king.
所以他的国位啊，神赐给他。
So his kingship was given by God.
他的能力，神也加添给他。
And God also has given him the capability.
神也给他智慧，怎么去带领百姓治理这个国度。
God gave him the wisdom as to how to lead the people and manage his kingdom.
可是到了撒母耳记上第十三章的时候
，But when it comes to 1 Samuel chapter 13,
他做王其实还没有很久。
It's not been that long since he became a king.
圣经在一开始第一节的时候说，他那时候应该当王两年而已。
And in the verse 1, the Bible says that he only reigned for 2 years.
哦，那之后他就犯了一个错误。
Then shortly after he made a mistake.
这个大错误让他的国位到此终结止。
This great mistake cost him his kingship.
让他的儿子没有机会再坐上王位了。
And that caused his son to disqualify for the kingship.
让他应该要带领这些神的百姓受苦的。
And he has caused the Israelites to suffer.
他的这个错误就让他的国位从此就败坏了。
And this mistake caused his kingdom to deteriorate from that point.
就是一个错误而已。
And it all started from one mistake.
但那个时候他还没有醒悟。
But at that time, he still had not realized it.
接下去他一再的犯错误了。
Then from that point on, he continued to make more mistakes.
所以一个糊涂事，好像一开始不是很关键。
Therefore, a foolish thing in the beginning may not seem that severe.
但是它有可能会导致更多糊涂事会出现的。
But it may lead to more severe foolish things.
所以为什么有些这个犯罪的专家哈，专门在研究犯罪的专家，他们有一个理论。
And that's why some crime analysts they have a theory.
他们说一定要从一开始的时候就禁止这些犯罪人去做错事。
And they propose that you have to stop the crime before it even started.
因为他如果犯了罪之后，接下去很可能继续犯。
Because once they commit the crime, it's very possible they will continue to commit the crimes.
所以要从一开始的时候就禁止这种事情发生。
So you have to prohibit this from happening in the first place.
这个其实也就是圣经里面的原则。
This actually is a principle from the Bible.
等到犯罪要来弥补的时候就很辛苦了。
And it's a lot of work to make up for the mistake.
但是要能够一开始的时候就不要犯错误。
If in the beginning the mistake was never made.
这需要不断的被提醒。
This requires a lot of reminders.
是为什么圣经留下了一些见解，让我们不断重复的看。
This is why the Bible has left us many examples and warnings for us to learn from.
让每一个世代的主的门徒都能够从当中得到一些教训。
So all the disciples of the Lord from every generation can learn from these lessons.
我们一定要从我们的心里面好好去提醒自己。
So we have to remind ourselves from our hearts.
我们一定要避免做出这些糊涂事来。
We must try to avoid doing these foolish things.
看起来好像很简单，好像没有什么事，没什么大不了的事啊。
It seems that it's very easy. It's not a big deal.
但是，当我们的心如果远离神的时候
，But when our hearts depart from God,
我们就不知道说这件事情在神眼中是非常严重的。
Then we're not aware that a foolish thing we do is very severe in the eyes of God.
我们可能觉得说这也没什么大事，为什么要这样小题大做呢
？We might think to ourselves, "This is not a big deal. Why are you making a big deal out of it?"
那是因为我们人用自己的想法去看待这件事情。
This is because we look at this thing from the human's perspective.
等到我们从神的角度去看这件事情的时候，我们就发现这个事情真的是严重的。
When you look at it from the divine perspective, you're realize how severe this is.
我们来看一下撒母耳记上三章。
So let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 13.
这是我们今天读经进度所留下的一个很重要的教导。
And this is a very important teaching from the Bible reading.
十三章的第一节一开始就是说扫罗登基，他没有说几年。
And it says Saul reigned, but it didn't say how many years.
我们中文的40岁啊是翻译人把它加上去的。
And the, in Chinese version, it says Saul reigned at 40 years old, but that was added on by people.
这一节经节是历代以来圣经学者一直都没办法解决的难题。
And this verse is a problem that all the theologians have never been able to solve.
因为在原文里面这个部分呢，关键的部分没有了，不见了。
Because in the original text, this key verse is not there.
所以在不同的翻译本里面有不同的解释。
And that's why in different translation versions, it has different explanations.
中文跟英文就不一样了。
For an example, the Chinese version, the English versions are different.
那所以呢，我们只知道扫罗登基的时候他不知道几岁。
So all we know is that Saul reigned, but we don't know how old he was.
那他是，但是我们知道是他做以色列王两年的时候。
But we know that he had reigned for 2 years over Israel.
所以他登基做王才两年而已啊。
So he only reigned over Israel for 2 years.
然后接下来。神就透过撒母耳说你的国位到此为止了。
Then God through Samuel warned him that your kingship will end here.
也就是说到你这一代就截止了，你后代就没有了。
And that means that it will stop at this generation. Your next generation will not be kings.
我们从历史后来看到扫罗后来做王40年。
From the history, we realize later that he reigned for 40 years.
但是其实他的国位在神眼中两年之后就已经不一样了。
But in the eyes of God, his kingship only lasted 2 years.
为什么会这样子
？Why is this happening?
我们从十三章开始。
This starts from chapter 13.
那个就开始说扫罗他选了3000个人。
And here mentioned that Saul selected 3,000 people.
那时候他们最大的敌人就是非利士人。
And their greatest enemy at the time were the Philistines.
那扫罗他做王这件事情一登基的时候在第11章的第15节众人大声欢呼。
In chapter 11, verse 15, it records how when he reigned as a king, all the people were joyful.
因为他们很期待这个王能够带领他们能够战胜敌人。
And because they anticipated that this king will be able to lead them to strike against their enemies.
那时候的背景其实是以色列选民他们周围的国家 都试着要来欺负他们的。
The background at the time is that all the nations surrounding the Israelites, they're all trying to attack Israelites.
如果我们看第十四章的第四十七节。
If you look at chapter 14, verse 47.
四十七节。
47.
扫罗执掌以色列的国权，常常攻击他视为的一切仇敌，就是摩押人、亚门人、以东人、索巴诸王，并非利士人。他无论往何处去，都打败仇敌。
Verse 47, so Saul established his sovereignty over Israel and fought against all his enemies on every side, against Moab, against the people of Ammon, against Edom, against kings of Zobah, and against Philistines. Wherever he turned, he harassed them.
48节
48.
扫罗奋勇攻击亚玛利人，救了以色列人脱离抢掠他们之人的手。
48, and he gathered an army and attacked the Amalekites and delivered Israel from the hands of those who plundered them.
那所以从这段描述就知道说，当时候他们的四围很多仇敌啊，在来攻打他们。
From this passage, we can see that the Israelites were surrounded by all these enemies that are constantly trying to attack them.
那当时候百姓哦，他们很期待说有一个王哦来带领他们打仗的。
So the people at the time was hoping for a king to lead them into war.
他们一直希望说有一个真的具体的王在他们面前带领他们出入征战，
and、
然后像列国一样。
They're hoping that there will be a king, a concrete physical king that's leading them into the war, just like all the other nations.
因为那个神看不见啊。
Because they can't see God.
那神在以色列百姓当中的代表就是那个约柜存在他们当中。
And the physical representation of God among them is the Ark of Covenant.
神的信息都透过祭司来传达。
And all the message of God were delivered to them through priests.
那神的旨意是什么？要祭司来问神。
And what is the will of God that require the priest to go ask God?
当中就好像隔了一层一样。
And it seemed like there's a gap between them and God.
如果有王在他们当中，王的旨意要做什么，马上就说，他们都听得到，很直接。
But if there was a king in front of them, then whatever king wants him to do, they can hear that right away.
所以百以色列选民他们当时候的处境是跟列国不一样的。
So the chosen people of God, the Israelites, at the time, their situation was different from the other nations.
所以他们很期待说，我们就要跟列国一样，都有一个王在我们当中统治我们啊。
And so they wanted to be like all the other nations. They wanted to be reigned by a king.
他们向撒母要求立个王。
So they asked Samuel to give them a king.
在第十二章，第十二章的第十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 12.
第十二章十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 12.
你们见亚扪人的王拿辖来攻击你们，就对我说：“我们定要一个王治理我们。”其实主你们的神是你们的王。
Verse 12, and when you saw that Nabash, king of Ammonite, came against you, you said to me, No, but a king shall reign over us when the Lord your God was your king.
那这个就是当时候百姓他们的期待。
And that was the expectation of the Israelites at the time.
他们面对仇敌攻击的时候，他们希望有一个真正的王在他们当中带领他们出去面对敌人啊。
When they're
他们容易打仗，容易得胜啊。
When they're facing the enemies, they want a king to reign over them so that he can lead them into war to fight the battle.
他们说我们一定要一个王啊。
And they said that a king shall reign over us.
好，那但是撒母耳说，其实神就是你们的王了。
But Samuel answered them, "When Lord your God was your king."
他们目标就是要跟列国一样。
Their goal was to be just like the other nations.
哦，他们不愿意跟别人不同啊。
They don't want to be different from other people.
所以你看，当扫罗被选出来，被真的登基做王的时候，他们就很高兴。
When Saul took sovereignty over them and ruled over them, they were very joyful.
但是他们现在这一次呢，他们要面对的敌人是非利士人。
But this time, the enemies they're facing is the Philistines.
那非利士人其实在当时候真的是不管在人数、在武器、在他们的策略上面都胜过以色列百姓。
And the Philistines were much more superior over the Israelites, even as far as their military strategy, their weapons, even their numbers of people.
你看当时候的情形哦，在第十三章的第十九节。
If you look at the situation at the time, it's recorded in chapter 13, verse 19.
那时候以色列全地没有一个铁匠。
There were no blacksmith to be found throughout all the land of Israel.
因为腓力斯人说，恐怕希伯来人制造刀枪。
Because the Philistine had said, lest the Hebrews make swords or spears.
他们根本就没有武器。
They didn't have any weapons.
他出去打仗的时候。
So when they went to war.
第二十二节说。
22.
到了征战的日子，跟随扫罗和约拿单的人没有一个手里有刀有枪的，唯独扫罗跟他儿子约拿单有。
Verse 22, so it came out on the day of the battle that there was neither sword or spear found in the hand of any people who were with Saul and Jonathan, but they were found with Saul and Jonathan, his son.
你看当时候的他们当时候的情形啊，处境，然后跟敌人比起来，他们实在是不打就知道就要败了。
Their situation compared to their enemy, you can tell that they don't have to go to war, they for sure will be defeated. Because they didn't even have any weapons to fight with.
拿棍子这些东西是对抗刀枪的。
And they were fighting against the swords and spears with rods and wood.
就是他们没有任何的真的是金属的东西能够杀败对方的。
They don't have any metal weapon that could kill their enemies.
这是当时候的事实。
So that was a fact at the time.
当时候菲利斯人他们是压制的整个以色列百姓。
At the time, the Philistines were oppressing the Israelites.
所以现在有这个王来带领选民的时候，他们是有很高的期待。
Now that there is a king leading the Israelites, all the Israelites were had high expectations of him.
那其实当时候并不是说整个以色列全境都是被菲利斯人统治，也不是这样子。
The Israelites The Israel was not completely taken over and reigned by the Philistines.
因为当时候四围都是一些敌对的国家嘛。
Because at the time they were surrounded by all their enemies.
所以菲利斯人只要是在他们的西南边的时候地方。
And Philistine only
靠近海边的。
They were by the water, so they were at the southwest side of them.
所以菲利斯人主要都是来骚扰他们在西南部的这个地区的。
And the Philistines were only harassing them in that southwest region.
那但是显然这个时候对百姓来说是一个很大，就好像一根刺，不断的在刺他们一样。
And clearly this becomes a thorn to them that was bothering them constantly.
他们没有能力去对抗。
They did not have any abilities to fight against them.
所以现在扫罗当王了以后
，So now when Saul becomes a king，
他们想要去改变这个现况。
They wanted to change this circumstance。
所以呢，现在扫罗跟他的儿子约拿单，你看他们带领这些精兵呢，要去对抗菲利斯人了。
And now Saul and his son Jonathan led the soldiers to fight in the war。
那第五节啊，第十三章第五节。
Chapter 13, verse 5。
那时候就说那个菲利斯人有多少人。
And here mentions how many people the Philistines had.
那么车就有30,000辆，马兵就有6,000，步兵像海边的沙这么多。
They had 30,000 chariots, 6,000 horsemen, people as sand which is on the seashore in multitude.
那这个时候，你看那个扫罗跟约拿单所带领就只有3,000人而已啊。
But yet, Saul and Jonathan only led 3,000.
当时候，你看当第三节，当约拿单去攻击的时候，出击的时候。扫罗就遍地吹角，意思说要使希伯兰都听见，让大家一起来跟随啊，来对抗这些敌人。
When Jonathan went out to fight the war, Saul blew the horns to warn the people to let's fight together.
第四节
，Verse four，
以色列众人听见扫罗攻击非利士人的防营，就听见以色列人为非利士人所争恶，他们就跟随扫罗聚集在基甲。
And now all Israel hear that Saul had attacked a garrison of Philistines, and that Israel also had become an abomination to the Philistines, and the people were called together as to Saul at Gilgal.
你看这个时候，这个王哦，他面对这个征战的情形的时候，他也是吹角去号召百姓出来帮助啊。
And when the king was facing this urgency, he also blew the trumpet.To call the people to come out and fight.
然后大家都聚集在基甲这个地方。
So all the people were gathered at Gilgal.
那基甲是当时候他们在攻占迦南地的时候最开始的基地。
So Gilgal was the first strategic place as they attacked the land of Canaan.
基甲这个地方，他们曾经有很辉煌的战绩，他们有很光荣的历史。
They had a glorious history. They had victorious battles here at Gilgal.
在基甲这个地方有会幕。
At Gilgal, there is a tabernacle.
他们有神的坛，在那里可以献祭求神。
There is altar of God, so they can offer and sacrifice to God to pray.
所以现在众人就跟随扫罗跑到基甲去。
So now all the people follow Saul and gather at Gilgal.
好了，可是现在对方是那么强。
But their enemies were so great.
那这个时候，其实我们就看到，这个时候百姓跟随扫罗的那个情形，已经跟第十一章所记载的不可同日而语，已经不一样了。
And the way the people follow Saul is very different from what's recorded in chapter 11.
在第十一章的时候
In chapter 11,
我们就看到，哎，扫罗那个时候，你看神的灵感动他，他一号召百姓的时候，百姓就出来跟随他了，很多人的。
In chapter 11, God's spirit was with Saul, so when he blew the trumpet, many people came out to follow him.
第十一章的第六节跟第七节，在神的灵感动底下，哎，那个百姓出来跟随，还神使百姓都很惧怕，每一个人都听扫罗的话，如同一人一样。
In chapter 6 and 7 records that when Saul called upon the people, people came out with great fear and they were all united.
那算一算，他们说在比色算一算，那我以色列人就有30万，犹大人就有3万。
And they numbered them, they were 3,000 children of Israel, the men of Judah 30,000.
哦，那这么多人，可是现在在第十三章面对非利士人的时候，不一样了。
There were so many people at that time, but now facing Philistine, it was very different.
所以我们就看到说，其实那个扫罗他是吹角，遍地吹角，要让希伯人听见这件事情。如果没有神的灵感动底下，他再怎么吹角，大家还是听听一听就好了，不会没有真的想要去加入这个战局来保护自己的国家。
When Saul went around and blew the trumpet to call the people, if God's spirit was not with him, then he can blow the trumpet all he wants. People will not come out to join him.
所以最后在第十三章第六节，我们看到这一次的战役呢，以色列百姓见自己危急窘迫，就开始藏起来了，每个人都躲起来了。
In verse 6, when the men of Israel saw that they were in danger, they hid in caves.
那所以大家就害怕了，看到哇，对方这么强大。
Everybody became very scared. They saw how great their enemy was.
好了，所以就有人开始逃了。
So people start running away.
出来想说要跟随扫罗对抗敌人，现在看到情势不对，一个一个就溜了。
And they had wanted to come out and follow Saul, but when they see how dangerous the situation is, they start running away one by one.
那第七节就说，哎，有人就过了约旦河，甚至逃到境外去了呢。
Verse 7 says some of the Hebrews even cross over the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead.
那就是加德跟基列，就是在约旦河东还有两个半支派他们的土地，跑到那边去躲起来了。
And that is Gad and Gilead, that there are the two tribes on the east of Jordan, so they went and hiding there.
那这个时候扫罗他说他自己留在基甲。
And here Saul decided to stay in Gilgal.
百姓都战战兢兢的跟随他。
And all the people followed him trembling.
也就是说很害怕。
That means that they were in great fear.
大部分人只有3000精兵，很多人都跑光了，现在要怎么对付这个敌人呢？
Because they were only left with 3,000 soldiers. Everybody else ran away, so how can they go up against their enemy?
这个对抗不是那个一两天的事情。
Because this war will not just take one or two days.
是长期的。
It is a long-term war.
这个时候你看，对扫罗王来说，
Here at this time to King Saul,
他真的是面对一个非常危急的情况。
He was facing a very dangerous situation.
在这个时候就是考验信心的时候。
But it is this very time, this is a trial for his faith.
这件事情从头开始神都知道。
And God knew this event from the beginning to the end.
撒母耳他也知道的。
Samuel also knew.
所以你看，撒母耳从他所住的地方要到基甲这个地方，通常都要经过7天。
And usually it takes Samuel 7 days to travel from his home to Gilgal.
当扫罗王把百姓带到基甲去的时候，其实就是希望请撒母耳到基甲来。
When Saul brought the people to Gilgal, he was hoping Samuel would join them in Gilgal.
在这个地方可以筑坛献祭，然后求问神。
Because it is there they can build an altar and ask God.
所以其实扫罗他是知道说要靠神的。
So Saul knew in his heart that he needed to rely on God.
因为他知道面对这么多的敌人，没有神他怎么打胜仗。
He knew that facing such great number of enemy, if he didn't rely on God, how could he win?
那这个时候你看神就给扫罗一个考试了。
But it's at this time God gave Saul a test.
这个考试就是要看他信靠神的心到底有多坚定。
And a test to see how much faith he has towards God.
他到底能不能真的看到神在不可能当中让他得胜。
Is he really able to see through and see that God will help him to be victorious even when it seems impossible?
可是要献祭求神，这件事情是由祭司来做的。
But to offer sacrifice and pray to God, this is a job of a priest.
这件事情一定要等撒母耳到了之后才能做的。
This he had to wait for Samuel to arrive to do this for him.
可是我们看到第八节的时候。
But if we read verse 8,
你看扫罗他说他照着撒母耳所定的日子等了7天了。
And then he waited 7 days.
可是撒母耳还没有来。
But Samuel did not come to Gilgal.
迟迟都还没有出现。
He did not arrive and show up yet.
百姓就一个一个离开扫罗了。
And the people were scattered from him.
好了，在这个很紧急的时候。
So in this urgent situation.
扫罗说第九节。
In verse 9, Saul said.
好了，把燔祭和平安祭带到我这里来吧。
He said, bring the burnt offering, the peace offerings here to me.
扫罗就献上燔祭。
And he offered the burnt offering.
他们本来是要献燔祭跟平安祭的。
They wanted originally was going to offer the burnt and the peace offerings.
所以我们注意看，要献燔祭的时候是很麻烦的。
To offer the burnt offering is actually a lot of work.
做燔祭要先杀牛啊。
To offer the burnt offering, you have to first kill the ox.
对，然后要剥皮。
And you have to peel their skin off.
切成筷子。
And you have to chop it into pieces.
摆在坛上。
And put it on the altar. 然后
把那个所有东西都把它烧掉。
You have to burn all the inside.
这是要时间的。
And this takes time.
就在他，你看扫罗说把燔祭拿过来，他要献上的时候。
And when he said, "Bring the burnt offering to me."
好了，他刚献完燔祭。
When he had offered the burnt,
都还来不及献平安祭。
Before he even had time to offer the peace offering,
撒母耳就来了。
Samuel came.
好，第十节，扫罗就出去迎接他，要问他好。
And then Saul went out to meet him. To greet him.
那很显然，这个时候，你看，说不定那个撒母耳就在后面，在旁边看呢。
It's very possible that Samuel was standing on the side watching the whole time. 竟然是
扫罗自己上去献祭去的。
And that he's seeing that Saul went up and offered the burnt offering himself.
现在碰到扫罗，撒母耳就问他说：“你做的是什么事呢？”
So Samuel said, "What have you done?"
扫罗就给他解释了为什么要这样做了。
So Saul explained why he had done this.
你看第十一节
，Verse 11，
扫罗说：“因为我看到百姓离开我散去了。”
He said, "When I saw the people were scattered from me."
在这么紧急的时候，百姓一个一个走了，要怎么打仗啊
？So under this dire situation, when the people were scattered from him, how can he fight the battle?
所以借着献祭，能够让百姓聚在一起了。
So through the burnt offering, he can now gather the people again.
第二个，他说你也没有照所定日期来到啊。
And second, he said that you did not come within the 7 days appointed.
你说你要七天要来，一直都没有来，我没看到你出现啊。
You said you were going to come in 7 days, but you didn't.
也就是说你迟到了。
That means that you're late.
你如果早点来就没事了。
That this wouldn't have happened if you had come on time.
而且哦。第三个，他说非利士人都聚集在密谋。
And third reason is that the Philistines were gathered at a Michmash.
也就是说，现在敌人已经聚在一起，准备要打仗，就在我们面前了。
Which means that the enemies are now gathered together, ready to fight. They're right in front of us.
集结之后，命令一下就冲出来了，那我们怎么办呢？
And which means that once they get the instruction, they are going to come at us. Then what are we going to do?
所以第十二节
，in verse 12，
扫罗说：“我心里说，恐怕我没有祷告神，非利士人下来击甲攻击我，我就勉强献上燔祭。”
In verse 12, then I said, "The Philistines will now come down on me at Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to the Lord. Therefore, I felt compelled and offered a burnt offering."
那个时候，扫罗说：“恐怕我没有祷告神哦，然后敌人来攻击我，那我们就输了，就完了。
So Saul said that I'm afraid I've not made my supplication to the Lord, and before the enemy attacks me, then I will lose.
可是他说，那谁接下来为了要求神呢，所以我就勉强献上燔祭。
Because I have to make my supplication to the Lord, so I felt compelled to do it.
其实扫罗他自己所讲的话是颠三倒四的。
But what Saul said did not make sense.
要祷告神，其实不需要献祭的。
Because if he wanted to make supplication to the Lord, it did not require burnt offering.
献祭是要能够跟神亲近，
得神的喜悦。To offer offering sacrifice is to draw close to God.
献上燔祭就是要能够让我们跟神更亲近。
To offer the burnt offering is so that we can draw closer to the Lord.
要显明我们愿意听从神的话。
Is to show that we have the willingness to listen to God.
我们有一个心想要跟神更亲密。
That we have the heart to draw closer to Him.
所以要照神的方式献上燔祭。
So that
把那个馨香的那个这个脂油的香气能够达到神面前去。
So we follow God's instruction in preparing the burnt offering, so we can give the aroma and the fragrance to God.
那神闻到这个馨香，自己就是喜悦的。
When God smelled this aroma, then it will be pleasing to God.
所以献燔祭的目的就是要让神得到喜悦。
Therefore, the purpose of offering the burnt offering is to be pleasing to God.
显明我们的心是愿意亲近神的。
And that will show that our heart has a desire to draw close to Him.
可是这个时候，扫罗说：“我恐怕我没有祷告神，然后非利士人攻击我。”所以我就觉得应该要献燔祭。
But Saul said that he's afraid the Philistine will attack him at Gilgal if he had not made supplication, so he felt compelled to offer the burnt offering.
我们看到这样的一个扫罗他自己的描述之后，我们会觉得说，扫罗做这件事情也是情有可原的，不是吗？
When we hear Saul's reason for doing this thing, you might think that it makes sense.
他事情这么紧急的。
And he was in such an urgent situation.
他没有这样做，难道还有其他路可以走吗？
If he didn't do this, what other choice did he have?
这件事情他就代替撒母耳献上燔祭，有这么严重吗？
He only made burnt offering in place of Saul. What's a big deal?
我想我们今天在座的，我们如果对律法还不是很熟悉的人，一定会觉得说这也不是这么大不了的事。
So today, if you're not familiar with the Old Testament law, you might think that this is not a big deal.
可是如果当我们深入去查考神颁布律法的 精神可能用意的时候，
But when you delve deeper in studying the purpose and the reasoning for God's commandments and laws,
我们就会发现扫罗真的是做了一件非常糊涂的事情。
So then you'll realize that what Saul did here was very foolish.
所以当时候撒母耳对扫罗说，
So Samuel said to Saul,
13节，
Verse 13,
你做了糊涂事的，
You have done foolishly.
你没有遵守主你神所吩咐你的命令。
You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God.
你若遵守神，那必在以色列当中坚立你的王位，直到永远。
That for the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever.
也就是说，你如果照神的话去做事。
That means that if you follow God's commandments,
你就不用担心后果。
Then you don't have to worry about the consequences.
事情神自然会带领。
God will lead you.
所以神就让你王位一直持续下去。
Then God will establish your kingship forever.
就算这一次被非利士人打败了。
Even if you are destroyed or struck down by the Philistines,
你的王位也不会这样就消失的。
But your kingship will not disappear after
this. 你绝对不会因为这次战役就死掉的。
You will not die because of this war.
所以重点是你若遵守神的话。
So the key is when you follow God's commandments.
好了，第十四节。
Verse 14.
撒母耳说。
Samuel said.
现在你的王位必不长久。
But now your kingdom shall not continue.
神已经寻找一位合他心意的人了。
The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart.
立他做百姓的君。
And has commanded him to be commander over his people.
因为你没有遵守主所吩咐你的。
Because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you.
所以撒母耳说你做了这一件糊涂事。
So Samuel told him that you have done foolishly.
这件事情是因为你没有遵守神的命令才做出来的。
You did this because you had not kept the Lord's commandments.
神的命令并不是说你在危急的时候你就可以做什么，你就可以自己献祭啊。
God's commandment is not that in emergency situation you can do what you want and offer sacrifice.
你没有真的去想清楚神的心意在哪里。
You did not think through what is the heart of God.
所以神这个撒母耳就说你的王位不长久了。
That's why Saul said to him that your kingdom will not last.
也就是说你的王位到此就截止了。
In other words, this is the end of your kingdom.
你的后代子孙就没有了。
That your next generation descendants will not be able to reign.
因为神已经在你之后找到一个合他心意的人要来治理他的百姓。
Because after you, God already sought for himself a man after his own heart.
所以也就在这个地方，撒母耳宣告了扫罗他的国权到此为止。到他这一代而已。
It is at that place that Samuel declared that is the end of Saul's kingship.
原因就是因为他没有遵守神的话。
The reason is because he did not kept the Lord's commandments.
那当时候，你看，当听完撒母耳这番话以后。
And after what he heard, what Saul Samuel said.
我们看看扫罗他的反应是什么。
Let's look at Saul's reaction.
第十五节
，Verse 15，
因为撒母耳就起来了，他就从基甲上到便雅悯的基比亚去了。
And Saul arose and went up to Gilgal to Gilbi of Benjamin.
那基比亚这个地方是约拿丹他带另外一千人到那边去驻防的地方。
And Gibeah is a place where Jonathan had led 600 people to live there.
好，然后撒母耳离开之后呢？扫罗就数点跟随他的也有600人。
And after Saul, Samuel left, Saul also numbered 600 people to follow him.
那表示说，当时候真的情况很危急，本来扫罗有3000跟随他的，2000跟随他的人，现在跑掉了，剩下600个而已。
And from here you can see that he was in a dire situation. There were 3,000 people following him, but now only 1,200.
我们看到这件事情，扫罗做了一件糊涂事。
And we see this happen because Saul did a foolish thing.
为什么他是做这件事情呢？
Why did he do this?
他做一个王。
He was a king.
其实一开头的时候，扫罗是很谦卑的。
In the beginning, Saul was very humble.
我们如果看第十章。
If you look at chapter 10.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
我们现在看第二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十三节。
23.
当扫罗被带到百姓面前的时候。
When Saul was brought in front of the people.
他在站在百姓中间，他比众人高过一个头。
He stood among the people. He was a head taller than everybody else.
所以扫罗很突出啊。
And so Saul was outstanding.
24节。
Verse 24.
扫罗对众民说：“你们看神所拣选的人，众民中有可比他的吗？”
Verse 24. Samuel said to all the people, "Do you see him who the Lord had chosen? That there is no one like this man among all the people."
众民就大声欢呼说：“哇，愿王万岁！”
So all the people shouted and said, "Long live the king!"
好了，现在这个就是扫罗被高为王的过程了。
And this is how Saul was anointed as a king.
众人都知道扫罗这个就准备要做王位的。
Everybody knew that Saul was prepared to be the king.
好，接下去25节，撒母耳就将国法对百姓说明，又记在书上，放在神面前。
25. Then Samuel explained to the people that the behavior of royalty and wrote it in the book and laid it up before the Lord.
这个时候，其实撒母耳所写的这个书哈，就是律法。
So the book that Samuel wrote at this time was the law.
那这个也就是在生命记的地方，摩西特别跟百姓说，以后你们进到迦南地。立王的时候应该要做的事。
And this is also recorded in Book of Deuteronomy. Moses had told the Israelites when they go into the land of Canaan, this is the duty and the law of a king.
我们现在看《生命记》第十七章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 17.
第十七章。
17.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
其实十七章从十四节开始呢，就在说明如果这个王登国位之后，他哪些事情是不可以做的。
And in starting from verse 14, talked about after the king reigns over the kingdom, what are the things that he can do and cannot do?
好，到第十八节。
And now comes to verse 18.
他登了国位，就要将祭司利未人面前的这个律法书为自己抄录一本。
And that when he sits on the throne of the kingdom, he shall write for himself a copy of this law in the book.
十九节。
Verse 19.
存在他那里，要平生诵读，好学习敬畏主他的神。谨守遵行这律法书上一切言语和这些律例。
19. And it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes.
第二十节说，免得他向弟兄心高气傲，偏左偏右，离了这诫命，这样他和他的子孙便可以在以色列中，在国位上年长日久。
Verse 20, that is his heart may not be lifted above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, and that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel.
这一本律法书等于是这个王在统治在管理这些国这百姓的时候的宪法。
And this law is the principle that governed the nation at the time.
就像那个 constitution, 就是最基本的法则。
And just like our constitution, this is a basic law.
也就是说他要平生诵读不断的重复读它。
And that means that he has to continue to read over and over.
借着读这些神的律法的时候，他可以学习敬畏神。
Through reading the laws, the book of law, he can learn to fear God.
他知道神的法则是什么。
So he know what is the governing principle of God.
怎么样用神的方式来管理这些百姓。
How can he rule over his people according to God's laws?
然后借着这个读这个律法书呢，他就不会骄傲起来。
And so through reading the book of law, he will not become proud.
他就知道神要他走的路是什么。
He will know the way that God wanted him to walk on.
所以他不会偏左偏右。
So he will not veer to the right or left.
他绝对不会去离开神的命令去犯罪，让神发怒。
He will not turn away from God's commandment, sin against God, and provoke God's anger.
这样子，他的日子呢，他的国位哈，跟他的子孙哈，就年长日久了。
If he can do this, then his days will be prolonged, and his children will reign over the kingdom.
所以你看，扫罗他其实当王的时候，撒母耳就已经把这件事情再重申一次了。
So when Saul became the king, Samuel already reminded him of these things.
就是要在这个当王的期间，要不断的去重复去诵读神的律法书。
And that during his kingship, the time that he reigned over Israel, he has to continuing to read over the law.
让他知道，其实真正在带领这个国家的是神本身。
So that he realized that the person that is truly leading this nation is God himself.
其实只是被神选出来管理百姓而已。
He was only the person that was selected by God to rule over his people.
真正主导一切的是神自己啊。
the real person in charge is actually God himself.
所以现在面对敌人会胜败，这个真正的主权在神手上。
Now facing the enemy, whether or not they will win or lose, this is actually in the hands of God.
借着读神的律法书，可以让人真的很谦卑起来。
Through reading the laws of God, men can learn to be more humble.
知道说其实神在掌权。
So we will realize that it is actually God who's in charge.
人实际上只是被神托付来管理神的事。
We are only people that are entrusted to do God's work.
可是我们在第十三章看到扫罗他的心情不一样。
But in chapter 13, we see that Saul's feeling was different.
他治王两年之后。
Two years after he reigned.
其实他就已经，我们就看到他的整个态度已经变了。
We can see that his attitude, his mindset is different.
他当时候，你看他等不及的。
At the time, he was in too much of a hurry.
他没有办法忍耐到撒母耳出现在他面前。
And he couldn't wait and endure until Samuel comes.
所以我们就看到，其实在这个试验当中，就发现扫罗他并没有真正的去把神的话读进去。
In this trial, we can see that Saul did not read and absorb the words of God.
我们通常就会发现，一个人的信心在这个紧急的时候是被考验的时候。
We can see that during this urgent situation is when our faith is tried.
通常，你看，我们一定要先了解。对扫罗来说，他要先了解他自己的角色。他是被神选出来来带领百姓，是听神的话来管理百姓而已。
For Saul, he should have realized that he was selected by God to rule over his people, to lead his people.
我们今天每一个人被呼召的人都有一个使命。
So today, all of us who are called by God has a duty.
你看，我们今天跟随主耶稣。
So today, when we follow Lord Jesus,
在耶稣基督的宝血赦罪底下。
And with the Lord Jesus' blood, our sins were forgiven.
按照以弗所书第二章第六节所说的。
According to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6.
我们其实就已经跟主耶稣基督一同复活，一同坐在天上，一同执掌王权。
We already resurrected with Lord Jesus. We already went to heaven and reigned with him.
就是坐在天上的。
We are sitting in heaven.
所以我们现在是跟主耶稣同坐。
And so now we sit together with Lord Jesus.
可是我们在这个世上生活，我们还是活在这个世界里。
But we still have to live in this world.
所以我们边被召出来，我们都有一个使命。
So today, when we're called by the Lord, we all have a commission.
我们要先明白我们自己的角色。
We have to first understand our role.
扫罗他最开始他也知道他自己要做什么。
Saul in the beginning knew what he was supposed to do.
但是后来他就变了。
But later on, he changed.
他忘记了他自己应该做的事了。
He forgot what his role was.
他甚至都不会觉得说祭司应该扮演的角色是不能够去碰的。
He did not even realize that he could not do the job of a priest.
他认为他也可以去献祭。
He thought that he could offer sacrifice.
所以其实他的整个心已经高傲起来。
So from here you can see that his mindset was very arrogant.
那接下去我们就看到，扫罗他自己本身在这个情形，他对神的命令他并没有真的记住。
And in this situation, you can also see that Saul did not take heart of God's commandments.
他对神的信心基本上还是很肤浅的。
And his faith towards God actually was very shallow.
因为他还是看眼前的。
Because he only sees what's in front of him.
他没有办法去真的想出神的同在是怎么来的。
He did not understand how God's abidance comes about.
有时候我们信仰真的要深入去思想。
Sometimes we have to think deeply with our faith.
不能够只是看表面的。
We cannot just see what's on the surface.
我们常常会被我们的眼睛骗了。
Sometimes we will be blind about our own eyes.
如果我们没有在信仰上用心的去思考，求圣灵感动带领我们。
Sometimes if our faith, if we don't ask the Holy Spirit to move us and touch us,
我们肯定会犯跟扫罗一样的错误。
We will surely make the same mistake as Saul.
为什么扫罗觉得在这个敌人当前的时候，他觉得献祭很重要？
Why is it that Saul thinks facing the enemies that making sacrifice was very important?
他不是跟撒母耳说，我就是要祷告神啊。
And didn't he tell Samuel that he had to make supplication?
他觉得说我应该祷告求神的帮助啊。
He realized that he had to pray to God and ask God to help him.
可是呢，现在他用献祭的方式。
But he did it in a way of offering.
觉得这个用这个方式献上祭以后，神就同在了。
He thinks that once he make the offering, God will be with him.
为什么他会这样做
？Why did he do this？
我们如果看撒母耳上第七章啊。
If we look at 1 Samuel chapter 7,
之前他们曾经也是跟腓力斯人打仗的。
Once in the past, they also was at battle with the Philistines.
你看，当时候撒母耳 他祷告神。
At the time, Samuel made a prayer to God.
当时候，我们如果看第七章的第七节。
Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 7.
非利士人听见以色列人聚集在米斯巴，非利士人首领就来攻击。
And now the Philistine heard that the children of Israel had gathered together at Mizpah. The lords of the Philistine went up against Israel.
那时候以色列人就很害怕了。
And so the children of Israel were afraid.
然后第八节，以色列人就对撒母耳说：“愿你不住的替我们祷，替我们呼求主我们的神，救我们脱离非利士人的手。”
In verse 8, so the children of Israel said to Samuel, "Do not cease crying out to the Lord our God for us, that He may save us from the hand of the Philistines."
他们害怕敌人的时候，他们都知道要请撒母耳祷告神，求神，那神就来帮助脱离这个困境。
When they're afraid of the Philistine, they knew to cry out to the Lord and ask Samuel to pray for them, and God will deliver them.
好，第九节，撒母耳就开始献燔祭了。
And so, verse 9, Samuel made a burnt offering.
那为以色列人呼求神，神就应允他们。
And he cried out to the Lord on behalf of Israel, then God answered him.
第十节说，撒母耳正在献燔祭的时候，哇，非利士人就冲出来要打仗，趁他们在献祭的时候嘛。
In verse 10, now Samuel was offering up the burnt offering. The Philistine drew near the battle against Israel.
因为他们整个心都放在献祭的事情上，哪有时间打仗？
So because of their whole heart was in the offering, they did not have any time to fight.
敌人这个时候这是一个机会，当然就出来攻击。
And so this was an opportunity for the enemies. Of course, they came out to fight.
好了，那个时候你看，神大发雷声，扰乱非利士人，他们就败在以色列面前。
And the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon the Philistine that day, so confused them that they were overcome before Israel.
所以神只是打雷而已，那个非利士人就散了。
God only made loud thunders, the Philistine dispersed.
当他们在献祭的时候。
And this all happened during their offering.
神就出手拯救他们了。
God reached out his hand and delivered them.
所以从这里我们看到说，好像献祭本身很重要。
So from this, it seemed that making the offering itself is important.
借着献祭，然后得到神喜悦，那个敌人就自己败了。
Through making the burnt offering, you will please God, and God will destroy your enemies.
我们看到那个扫罗当时候
，from we see that Saul at the time.
他也许觉得在敌人当前，现在最重要就是要献祭。
Perhaps he thinks that in front of the enemies, the most important thing he had to do right now is make the offering.
神就出手拯救他们，就没事了。
Maybe when he make the offering, God will reach out his hand and strike the enemies, and they'll be delivered.
问题是这个祭是谁来献呢？
But the problem is who should be the role to make the offering.
真正神的同在是因为每一件事情都照着神的吩咐来做的。
And God will abide with them because they have followed every commandment of God.
不是这个献祭本身有什么效果。
It's not the burnt offering itself.
而是在人所做的事情合神心意的时候，神出手拯救的结果。
But rather is when a person does something according to God's will in accordance with God's heart, then God will deliver them.
可是这个时候，扫罗好像略过了这一层了。
But Saul seems to have passed this key point.
他看到是表面性的有献祭，那神就打雷，非利士人就散了。
And what he saw was superficially that there's burnt offering, God made thunder, and his enemies dispersed.
但是谁来献呢？
But who made the offering?
这件事情绝对不是扫罗你自己来献的。
And Saul should not have been the person to make the offering.
所以这个时候，撒母耳跟扫罗说：“你做了糊涂事。”
That's why Samuel said to Saul, "You have done foolishly."
你没有遵守神的命令。
You did not follow God's commandments.
所以你的国位到此为止。
So your kingdom will end here.
弟兄姐妹，我们真正信仰的考验，通常都是在这个危机的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, oftentimes, the trial of our faith is usually in a dire situation.
当我们觉得我们现在情况好像很糟糕了。
When we think that we're in a dire situation.
好像不这样做，好像就没有出路的时候。
If we think that we don't do this, then we have no way out.
我们更是要回到神的律法书里面来看。
Then all the more reason we have to return back to the law of God.
看到神的心意。
We have to look at God's heart.
神真正要我们做的事。
And what God truly wants us to do.
能够遵守神所吩咐的。
And we follow God's commandments.
耐心的等候神。
And we wait for God patiently.
神的拯救必然出现。
God's deliverance shall come.
其实扫罗他只要再多等一下下就好了。
Saul just had to wait a little bit longer.
其实撒母就已经在路上就已经要到了。
Samuel was almost there. He almost arrived.
可是他就是等不及。
But he couldn't have waited.
所以信心的考验其实就在这在于我们能不能够等候神。
So the trial of faith depends on whether or not we can wait for God.
在我们紧急的时候，我们能不能够把所有的一切都交在神手上。
Even in an emergency situation, can we entrust everything in the hands of God?
那这样才叫真正的遵守神的命令。
And this is what it means by truly follow God's commandments.
我们绝对不能够把我们现在所遇到的紧急情形，然后当作一个借口说我没有办法遵守神的命令，所以这是情有可原的。
We cannot use our emergency situation as an excuse as to why we don't listen to God's commandments.
因为最后我们所做出的事情，就像扫罗这里所做的糊涂事。
Because what we have done will be like what Saul did here, a foolish thing.
让我们都能够真的从心里面来遵守，来顺从神的话。
And let us obey and be obedient to God from our hearts.
不管遇到什么情时候，
it doesn't matter what we're facing.
我们都能够耐心等候他。
We can wait for Him patiently.
神的拯救必然出现。
God's deliverance shall come.
愿我们都能够成为合神心意的人。
And let us all be a person after God's heart.
写上诗。